the centipede home tiny babies were born. What an admiration, a joy to see their grace. Find unique, don't bother, all look like their mother. Very same expression on each darling face. Very neat, no doubts the centipedal house is all is clean. Pies, baking, everything so sweet. Stand in order, labeled 33. Nice cradles, each with a little baby who has 100 feet. Dad is their good friend, days at work he must spend. But when he is coming back home to his kids, they play dolls and horses, hide and seek, all worth it. Cheerfully laughing, Mr. Centipede. Everything grows fast now, children grew to somehow a centipedal route is running all day. When Mother Centipede said, feeling blue and a bit sad, time to join school crowds, ladies and gentlemen. But to take a school route is no go on barefoot. Dad said, it's my duty, but how shall we proceed? Mother said, first count before any shouts. How many booties will our children need? Such a plan is sound. Laptop was pulled out. Hush, kids, dim your vocals. Dad took off his coat. If one boot per each foot with so many students, how many in total boots need to be bought? 33 times 100 is very tough to count. It's called multiplication, which is always hard. Firewood's burnt out, the candle melted down. Dad and Mama patient, working really smart. When the first sun's beam crawls there inside their window, cup of tea was wanted. Then the mother spoke, way too much to count those feet we're so proud of. I'm so exhausted, and went for a walk. Sees in a puddle, stork mom slumbers idle. Next to her, a stork son is standing on one leg. Centipede mom whines then, what a lucky burden. For this kind of children, I have always begged. Yes, too many feet have centipede dependence. Feet can be just awful if too many feet. Stork's a perfect baby, he needs one boot maybe to make mum feel joyful and his feet be neat. To make mum feel joyful and his feet be neat.